Coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio, located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, February 2nd. 2023. I'm Doug Hagman. I want to thank you very much for joining me. Thank you for your belief and trust in this platform. I want to start off with a very, very brief but very important announcement. From Monday, February 6th through and including Friday, February 17th, that's 2 weeks, the week of the 6th and the week of the 13th. This program will not air. I need to take care of some things. I will be gone. Having said that, no program for 2 weeks, the week of the 6th and the week of the 13th. I will be back on the 20th. Eric the Tech will not be available either. So we have to take care of some things. Second announcement. The people that belong to our Patreon group, of course, Patreon kicked this off. Blew up, but I mean, that was our biggest source of income. No income. Okay. But for the people who were members of the Patreon group that, you know, we have Patreon meetings, I have to move this month's Patreon meeting, used to be called Patreon meeting, to 7 p.m. Eastern time on February 12th, Sunday, February 12th. You will get a notice in your email. And if not, email Eric the Tech. But otherwise, there we have it. Okay, so off for 2 weeks from the 6th through the 17th, back on the 20th. And the Patreon meeting will be held on Sunday, February 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. All right, done with that. With me, Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, gen6.com. You know what? If you're not getting his private briefings, get them. Look, I don't know how many people... Oh, please get them, because there's so much there's so much important information in there. And listen to this. Here's the title to the show, but this is the kind of thing. This is the stuff that, this is the information that Steve talks about. This is important stuff. Alien implants, serpent talk, the takeover and takedown of the human race. Alien AI is nothing but alien implanted intelligence directed by the fallen angels, by the fallen ones and their demons, resulting in the annihilation of the human race, fulfilling the words of Jesus that if God didn't shorten the days by speeding up time for his elect's sake, there wouldn't be anybody left alive, no humans left alive. And this is what we're seeing right now. So Steve talks about this in his private briefings, and he's kind enough to share his time with us here. So without further ado, Steve, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you, Doug. And I want to open today's show saying that, ladies and gentlemen, everything you are hearing about the Russian-Ukraine narrative coming from the United States is a total lie. I posted a story midweek last week about the Pentagon having 27 or 29,000 full-time people taking over the headlines and giving scripts to the talking heads. This is a reason that you and I must be discerning, and people who basically don't think that the Bible's relevant, you will have no way without the Bible, the Word of God, in order to judge what is coming at you. Who has the most to gain in the war with Ukraine? Obviously, the devil. Lucifer's lovely. So when we were talking, and Doug was reading that to you, about the possession of language and speech, I want people to understand this, that the alien artificial intelligence, I absolutely was in another matter of prayer, thinking on another subject, and the Lord asked me, and actually it was in the shower, Steve, have you ever put alien implants with artificial intelligence? And I thought, boy, no, I've never done that. So I asked somebody, another person who's an expert on it, if he'd ever heard of alien implants put in the same context as artificial intelligence. I'm here to tell you that the argument of will robots, will automatons, will gynobots, a gynobot is a female robot, interesting term, the amount of pre-selling of how good artificial intelligence is going to be is nothing more, in my opinion, than the ultimate decree by Lucifer's mouthpieces to end the human race. So here's what I want to share with you. The title of today's show is Alien Implants, Serpent Talk, the Takeover and Takedown of the Human Race. Now, again, people have got to understand something, that we're watching the annihilation right now of the human race. Doug and I, and Doug, you've been so kind to have me on, talking about all the food, talking, and everybody who's been on alternative news, talking about, in essence, messenger RNA. What is the message? The message in the messenger RNA is you as a human being are going to be destroyed. And if you don't take the COVID shot, we'll come up with Ebola. If you don't take the Ebola release, a bioweapon, we'll come up with something else. But we are going to force human beings into submitting to our will, which is the destruction of the human race, and ruling them by fear. Now, ladies and gentlemen, right now, in what's going on in the world, we're facing nuclear oblivion. And I just read today, Doug, that one of the former generals over American presence in the U.S., maybe his name was Gage or something, I'm not going for his name, but he said the Russians are only bluffing. Well, I got news for that general. What if they're not?
The Russians are only bluffing.
Yes.
I'd like to show me your hand now. I guess the U.S. is all in, right? So we're allowed to see the cards. Oh, yeah. Oh,
my. Well, wink 'em, blink 'em, and nod, actually, Victoria Nuland or whatever, we're over trying to get a deal cut with the Russians. Now, remember, we've stolen $300 billion of their money. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife or anything that is thy neighbor's. We have provoked in open warfare the talk of nuking Russia. We do not have, and look, I'm just going to put this right out there and say, to those of you who think telling the truth is Russian propaganda, look at all the bull manure that happened out of the fake steel dossier. So we're in a time now, and through deep fake, and now the Google or Microsoft, whoever's doing it, they can mimic your voice after 3 seconds. And so, ladies and gentlemen, the time has arrived. We can no longer trust our eyes. We can no longer trust our ears. For those of us who are believers in Jesus, we can only trust the Lord himself and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Discerning of spirits is a gift of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus ascended, he gave good gifts to men. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, the church, we don't believe miracles. We don't believe in Jesus anymore. Oh, we acknowledge he's just one of the guys. And as the Pope said, this current Pope, hey, all roads lead to Rome. No, they don't. Well, maybe in his case, but all roads outside of Jesus lead to hell. That will be the basis of persecution. That will be the basis that in the kingdom of lies, everyone dies. The extinction of the human race is so in the heart of God, spoken by the mouth of Jesus, our Savior, for those of us who call upon him as that Jesus said if he didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, there'd be no flesh left alive. Yet for the elect's sake, and those are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, God is going to shorten the days. Doug, I remember being on with you 2 weeks ago, and I remember, where have the last 13 days gone, if this is day 14? So, ladies and gentlemen, let me make it very clear. Over the decades, and I'm five decades 51 years, over that amount of years, I have seen all kinds of weird stuff in deliverance and devils and demons, watching strange events, demon-possessed people, a woman with a strength of seven men, either seven or eight, and some of these guys were pretty hefty, and they couldn't keep her down. I mean, she was trying to claw at him, spit at him. Her voice changed to that of a hideous creature. And yet at the name of Jesus, little Mexican lady, Mary Juarez, I've talked about her, commanded those spirits, and they hightailed it with screams. And in essence, we're watching right now a whole nation become demon-possessed.
And if I can, I don't mean to get take it. I'll tell you what, you say that, okay? 10 years ago, 15 years ago, I would have questioned you. But what I saw with my own eyes, I saw the same thing basically you've seen with Russ. And I don't know, I can't remember if I sent you the actual physical yes. evidence, but
yes.
But my goodness, to hear like a Walmart checkout person, you would unassuming all of a sudden turn into this demonic force. Folks, listen to what Steve is saying. These people are out there, and you will never know. I can't stress that enough. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. And once you see it, you will never forget it. But you don't want to be there when that happens. You want to be, but invoke the name of, did I say that right? Invoke the name of Jesus? Call upon the name of Jesus.
Not only here's the thing that people don't understand. It's not Jesus that casts out the demons. He's given us the authority in his name. It's we who have to cast out the demons. And, in my name, Jesus said, they will not only put their hands on the heel of the sick, but they will cast out demons. Well, you don't see that, Doug, because most of the Christians don't believe it, and most of the Luciferians do.
And you're right, too, about this AI and this possession. I never thought about this, but charged objects that have the ability to be possessed? I mean, can an object be possessed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I want to make sure the terminology is correct. To see books, and I'm talking about books that were used to record the sacrifice of children, okay, having a charge to them being prayed over by the authority, like you said, and again, with Russ, using the authority of Jesus in Jesus' name, and some weird things happen in front of me to see it. I can't explain it. I'm not going to try, but I'll tell you this: it's a real thing. So listen to Steve. Go ahead. I'll be quiet now.
No, you don't have to be quiet, because again, what I think is incredibly important. A lot of people are seeing duplicate Bidens. There was just a story out there last week, duplicate Putins. Let me make it real simple. People in power have dupes, okay? That's what they're called. The real person is called the actual. The real person is known to his closest support staff. But the ones who can be fooled so easily, Doug, are always put out there. That's why we're seeing one minute Bunny Boy, the president of the United States, lost in the Rose Garden or wandering around a stage. And next minute you're seeing, Yavol, I guess you'd say Hitler's colors, giving the most concise speech, so evil and so present. Now, you asked me, can objects be possessed? Absolutely. In the book of Acts, Paul, and when people saw the power of God, people would buy during that period of time, they'd buy anything that had idols. Idols would be cursed. Objects can be cursed. And it's just like the Ouija board. The Ouija board by itself is cardboard with the design and the plastic, whatever you call that deal that goes over it. but there's something to it. And those are called psychic doors. And we can't go into that today. But in essence, ladies and gentlemen, we have a nation now, in my opinion, this is my opinion, of demon-possessed powers, principalities, judges, lawyers. No one would doubt that. Not all lawyers. I'm just saying the ones that have done away with law, equal justice. We have the a total, how do I say this, destruction of freedom, liberty. We can't even, you know, look at how everybody pounced on Trump. And by the way, I'm no longer a Trump fan. But the point is that unequal measures are out there in the press. The press is totally controlled, totally controlled, totally controlled by the power brokers. Doug, every single news person, man or woman, gets a script that they have to read from. And the ones that get in trouble are the ones that veer from. Obviously, there are exceptions. Tucker Carlson, Gutfield, and most of them happen to be on Fox. Not all of them are. But what's important for people to understand, the book of Acts, the people brought all of their books of enchantments, all of their talismans. Talisman is something that is people attribute power to, and they had to burn it because that was one of the things that was blocking the moving of God in their lives, okay? So in essence, I've literally seen the weirdest stuff. There was a girl, no one would know her name, Vivica. Vivica went to, I think, Africa, and as a missionary, she came back and she was the most confused, demonized woman I've ever met, or second to the most demonized. We started asking her, praying almost all through the night, did you bring back anything from Africa? And the lights went on at that point. I believe that was a word of knowledge. And she said, yes. And she showed this kind of ugly looking thing. It kind of looked like, it just looked like some kind of tiki from the South Pacific, only it was from Africa. And when she threw that in the fire, she said, it screamed. It screamed. And so, ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of people. Pastor John Kyle can tell you all kinds of stories. People with discernment can tell you about meeting literal aliens. But I want everybody to start looking at the different people that have made war on God. Their visage, they're starting to change. And that's a term I use, is outpicturing. The demons in them are coming out. So I categorically reject that there's anything artificial about artificial intelligence. I believe it's alien implanted and it is alien intelligence. Now, when I say aliens, I'm not talking about the Anunnaki or the little green men. I'm talking about fallen angels, which can possess human beings, demons, which do possess human beings, and then all sorts of preternatural or things that go bump in the night. Multiple people, after having talked to Bob Grizzle, was on my chat, and we were talking about the knocking that people are having on their doors or windows. You almost think they're in Bigfoot country with Bigfoot throwing rocks at their house, their roofs, or whatever. But what's problematic is that most Christianity has not even been taught that the devil has real power, but greater is he, the Lord Jesus Christ, in his believers than he's in the world. But the problem is, Doug, most Christians don't believe that. That goes right back to your question. So people said, well, I prayed about it, that evil spirit would leave. My answer to that is cast it out. Oh, I can't do that. Here's the thing. We are ruled, the majority of Christians are ruled either by the fear of man, no fear of God, the finances of man, or the acceptance by man. We never want to be rejected by the world that Jesus died for, that's already going to hell. Does that make sense?
Man, very, very well stated. So the fear of man, the fear of not being accepted, which speaks to ego, obviously, because I could care less who accepts me or not. I mean, as long as I'm okay with God, I don't care. Okay. So the fear of man, the fear of not being accepted. And what was the second one?
The fear of man, the fear of rejection. Fear of, forgive me, I use another word, rejection, I'm sorry. And so people want to, and they want to go along to get along, okay?
Yeah.
People are afraid of public ridicule. I was praying about this morning, and as you know, I was up at 3:30. I think I sent you the email.
But by the way, folks, I'm telling you, this guy never sleeps. That's why, and he's always researching and doing stuff. He gave me news nuggets early in the morning. That's why, again, private briefings, please be a subscriber. Go ahead.
Well, I want to make it clear to people, why would God not judge America? Judge like in a nuclear holocaust, when we have allowed the demon rats, Democrats, we have allowed the Republican whores and Republicans, whose their silence going along with, to make war on the living God, and to allow our military, starting 20 years ago, to kick out Christians, kick out pastors, yet they embraced every form of idolatry. I remember doing podcasts, or maybe podcasts, broadcasts, I forget, when Anubis came through United States of America. That's an Egyptian false god. I remember when the crystal skulls, and I interviewed a guy who was an expert on the Mayan. But ladies and gentlemen, it's all got power to it that's evil. When Jesse goes into a place, I think he told everybody this, or I mentioned, he said yes, he can't even go until the Lord releases him. God literally spoke to Jesse, and I've got news for you guys. You know, that guy has guns. My guess is you wouldn't want to place him against a girly man in the, how should we say this, the realm of stones, okay? Most people have peas. This guy's got boulders. I mean, I'm not talking physically, but I'm talking spiritually.
Yes.
But God told Jesse that when he digs up these relics to rebuke all the spirits that inhabit them, that are over them, and that were cursed upon them, he has to take delivery. He has to take deliverance over them and his authority over them, Doug. So, you know, I just want people to understand something. This is why God said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. This is why this DVD, they've all been sent out.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And the secondary title is Exposing the Fallen Angel Agenda, the Genetic Corruption and Destruction of the Human Race.
One of your best works, The Lies of Men and Gods. I'm going to tell you what, that's one of your best works, if not the best work. But it's all good. But
I think it's one of the most important ones for this time.
Yes, yes.
If I tell you that we absolutely take on the ancient aliens as creators, and anybody that can see these, oh, good night, these horrific looking hideous things, and believe they made the most beautiful women, or let's say the sculpture of David by Michelangelo, you know, and those entities produce this, these are some of the most hideous, wicked things. Now, when we put them in the glossary or the compendium or, you know, the Encyclopedia of Alien Species, I want everybody to know, those are prayed over, okay? They really are, because in essence, we don't want to put any crap on anybody. Sorry, but that's true. But what's happening right now in the United States of America, we, in my opinion, are watching you guys, the very fulfillment of Revelation 18:2. And I'm going to read it, Doug, because I don't think most people believe the United States is Mystery Babylon. And I remember John Price. He called it the daughter of Babylon. Any way you want to shake it or whatever you want to take it, the idea that God is going to judge Mystery Babylon in 1 hour. And ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you something. If the United States keeps pushing, and people better listen to President Putin. By the way, God will bless President Putin for just measures. You can say, I'm a Russian agent. That's a biblical principle. If you can't separate a biblical principle from political bull manure and political rhetoric and political sewage on the mainstream accessory to murder press, and oh, by the way, the reason I call them that is because they're accessories to murder to every lie they promulgated from Fauci, CDC. And Doug, did you see the story? The head of CDC wants to kill all white people that don't take the vaccine.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But and you know, you can show that, Steve, you can show that to a Christian coming out of a church, and they still wouldn't believe that. And the delusion is so great. So go ahead and continue.
Well, I think when we're not only delusional, we're illusional. And even now, as we're watching the world events play out, you've got every nation in the world behind the scenes getting ready to dump the U.S. dollar. You have the story on my website, I don't know if you watched it, Doug, but of truckers carrying full loads, full semi-loads, and one of the truckers, I think he said 300 trucks a day going into this food repository. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the boys in the bunkers are going to eat good, but you're going to starve. And we're watching, by our sanctimonious sanctions on Russia, we're watching the Western Europeans freezing to death or literally not have enough food to eat. And what's interesting, and I think should be the most provocative thought, is this. No matter where you live, no matter where you shop, no matter what time you shop, what happens when there's no food on the shelves? Oh, and by the way, if you haven't seen it, not only are they burning down food processing plants, food packaging plants, now they're killing the chicken. So which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, pretty soon that's not even going to be an issue, because they're killing the laying hens and they're doing it through their feed. You know, and I'm talking commercial feed. It is astonishing to me, astonishing that people really have a hard time with recognizing that God has a very severe judgment for Mystery Babylon. Well, I don't believe the United States is Mystery Babylon. Well, I do. And why don't you go to Richard Coombs's book, America the Babylon, and pray, God, is this really true? And you know, who is it really true? And people will be astonished when they hear, yes, it's really true. And they'll see it, and they'll how do I say this? They're going to watch it in real time. So when the country comes to a standstill, let me define what that means in what I see, not only the word of God, but understanding the politics of nuclear warfare. Because, ladies and gentlemen, Russia, also China, Russia specifically can shelter 40 million people. 40 million. They also have their complete war machine, which has been going on 24/7. When they figured, and they finally figured it out, and let the West think that they were getting away with murder by breaking the different treaties, like the Potsdam and the Potsdam. I'm telling you what, that damn pot is going to be absolutely stirred. We hear that, again, Victoria Nuland, who is the strife princess of the world, STRIFE, State Department, making statements that are just simply not true. There won't be any tanks in Russia or in Ukraine until the, you know, until the spring. That's bogus. That's BS. We're already seeing tanks moving in tank carrier ships. You know, there's so much argument over this. But here is the, how do I say this? Here is a bottom line. It's important that people understand that God's serious about judging Mystery Babylon. I think there's only two places in all of America that there is literally a town called Babylon. One is obviously New York, the state of New York. The other one is someplace, I don't know,
I had a case in Babylon, New York, by the way.
Pardon?
I actually had a case in Babylon, New York. And truth be told, not too far from where you had your situation decades ago, it was Babylon. It is Babylon, New York.
Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, that I'm going to read this really quick. Or Eric, can you? Well, I'll read it so you don't have to do it. And it's Revelation 18, starting at the first verse. And I want to make sure everybody understands this. No matter what you're trying, okay, thank you. No matter what people are trying to portray on TV, whether it's Ezekiel's wheel within a wheel, whether it's Elijah's chariot, they have to say those are spaceships, spaceships or whatever. But then let them deal with this, because the Revelation, the book of Revelation, or also known as the Apocalypse of St. John, apocalyptic doesn't mean just the end of the age, although it's associated with that. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. But Doug, everybody that quotes that, the book of Revelation, oh, we're living in the book of Revelation, but they won't tell people the book of Revelation is a revelation of Jesus Christ that God the Father gave to his disciple John, Jesus' disciple, on the island of Patmos concerning the things that were going to come to pass, that would come pass in a short future, and then the end of the age. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen. It has become a habitation of devils and the hold of every foul spirit and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. This goes directly to Dimitri Dudeman's vision of the black bird prophecy. Now listen to this. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her according to her works, and the cup which she hath filled, and fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow and shall see no sorrow. Good night. That sounds like YouTube prophets. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord who judges her. Like I said, Doug, the furthest thing away from what would call, let's just call it a Christianity, a lukewarm Christianity, which is not Christianity at all, but let's just call it lukewarm churchianity. There you go. God is warning, I'm going to judge it. People cannot understand. Now we've got satanic temples wanting ritual sacrifice. And Doug, you know in firsthand what you and Russ and Russ's team were dealing with. You know firsthand, I'll let you address it because it's your story, but I've told you a story. You know what it's firsthand to have an entity that is so possessed by hell itself that it taunted you in real time. Is that accurate?
Yep, that's accurate. Yes, and the God intervention part of this is your position with the Glyph Project that unlocked the information that was hidden from Russ for a long time, okay? And So I am just absolutely astounded, Steve, by the workings of God in our lives together. And that includes Russ and his team and all of I'm just because this revelation, and pardon that word, I didn't mean to use that word.
No, that's a good word, Doug, because revelation means the uncovering of something that's hidden.
Well, is so what you have been saying has manifested, I'll tell you this, before my very own eyes, that I honestly really had to see this to believe it, but you don't want it. Folks, let me tell you something. Do yourself a favor, believe it rather than see it, okay? Because it will change you forever, okay? So what Steve is saying is like dead nuts accurate, man. I mean, I am telling you right now what he's saying is accurate, and I can, and Steve can too, as I can basically prove it in the practical physical world. And I believe you're 100% right. You know, Steve, I seriously, when I hit my knees at night, which is getting harder to do anymore.
Yeah. help, I've hit my knees in prayer and I can't get up.
Yeah, help me up. Yeah. But I got to tell you, I weep for the people of this country who have squandered the goodness bestowed upon this country by God, our rights given to us by God Almighty, and allowed them to be taken away. And as we watch these demons do their work, and we provide no spiritual intervention that is so necessary that you teach. And one last thing, I don't believe everyone is called to or befitted for deliverance ministries. I don't believe that. I don't know. I think you and I are on the same wavelength there. It takes a very, very special
person.
Well,
here's the deal. Yeah. Let me interrupt you.
No, please. Take it.
That's the command of Jesus to them that believe, okay? But see, even Doug, that statement is when you say that. Now, there are people called to deliverance ministries. I'm not belittling that in any way.
Correct. Yes.
But, you know, God says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall cast out demons.
Yes.
It's pretty tough for people to even recognize or reference Ephesians 6. Because Ephesians 6, everything in Ephesians 6 is not talking about earthly enemies, okay? It's talking about the principalities, the powers, and the spiritual wickedness, the archons, and all of the most powerful, heinous creatures. I want to say this, too. People are saying the fallen angels have been released from the river Euphrates. Not yet. Those voices in the caves, they could be demons. I don't know. I mean, the Gadarene demoniac cut himself, howled, etc. But the fallen angels that are literally chained until the angel of God comes and unleashes them, and it says instantly, you know, the billions of people are going to die. That hasn't happened yet. But people need to understand the Euphrates, the water is drying up, and it's going to be really bad. A lot of people are going to die from mega drought. And I'm saying this, you know, I'm not going to be on with Doug for 3 weeks, maybe longer. But here's the deal, ladies and gentlemen. The mega drought isn't going to be satisfied by the snow in California, Lake Powell, Lake Mead. But then you get into Europe. All the biggest rivers in Europe are drying up. And so what is happening is, and I've said it before, Doug, there is no such thing as normal weather any longer. There's only manipulated warfare, and the manipulations by 300 patents, geoengineeringwatch.org, Dane Wigington, everything is happening in the weather manipulation realm to make the global warming false lie seem to have substance. I mean, all you have to do is watch Al Gore, you know, do his little dance at Davos, you know, the dance of the dead. And the thing is that I know what I'm talking about. Dane knows what he's talking about. But in essence, people don't want to ever put cause and effect. And I'll tell you why, Doug, because responsibility is one thing before the Lord. Accountability is everything before the Lord. Know ye not that we shall give account? You know, that's what the scripture says. So you know, this has perplexed me for a lot of decades. I said, Lord, why does it have to be so hard dealing with those who claim to be called by your name? The answer I got, take it to the Lord in prayer. And this is critical, is my people will not take responsibility, nor do they take their accountability before me seriously. That's called, if you will, the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. And there is no cohesive attack on the gates of hell. You know what there is? There's acceptance. And I maintain, look, I don't know the answer to the, you know, in Christian, the Christian world, or that which calls itself the Christian world, you know, the argument between there are those who believe that if you take one shot, you're corrupt and can't be saved. I categorically reject that, because the Bible is very clear. It shall come to pass that all who call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. But it doesn't mean you're not going to go to be with them sooner. You know, Doug, here is the thing. Where do they give shots in the arm of flesh? I've said this. I'm repeating it because, ladies and gentlemen, we just had Act 1. Act 2 is coming up. Act 2 means another bioweaponized release, another push by Pfizer, spelled with an F. The reason I'm chuckling is because people get more bent out of shape over language than they do over atrocity. It's an atrocity that we have Satanists saying they want to be able to sacrifice live children. Those of you who are familiar with the black world, when I say black, not the color of skin, but the occult nature, I mean, they have breeders. Breeders are women who get pregnant. They raise a child to a specific sacrificial age, and then they kill them. The babies are never on the books, so nobody ever knows. And that's pretty disgusting. But it's going to get more disgusting, because if people can't figure out that if people are dropping dead, a little baby just dropped dead that was vaccinated, there is, in my opinion, outside of Jesus, I want to make this clear, there is no hope for the human race unless they get up and they start to realize the grace of God and become the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Because, Doug, in essence, we're a road mix. That's what happens to salt that loses its savor, and it gets trodden under the foot of man. And it's interesting to me, and I want everybody to know this. You have the right to know what is the fruit. Judge not, lest ye be judged. That is a misunderstood scripture. You aren't the judge. God is. But you're told, they who are spiritual discern all things. All the devil had to do is basically come up with some fake doctrines and turn the people that believe the fake doctrines against the people that know their fake doctrines. And voila, you got a war both within the church and upon the church. I'm the one that wrote Tom Horn's introduction to Blood on the Altar. And I said that it was going to be two wars, both against the church and from within the church. And all Satan has to do is wind us up like the old robot, whatever, mechanical toys, and turn us loose. And Eric, will you bring up now? If it's okay, go ahead, Doug.
You were proved correct by the post-death release of Benedict XVI memoirs or missives.
Right.
So exactly what you wrote in the preface for Blood on the Altar was proved by the late Pope Benedict XVI. Go ahead, Eric.
I want Eric, if you would, sir, put up first the how much time do we have, Doug?
We have 15 minutes.
Okay, Eric, if you would put up first the the image of Metropolis. I want people to understand something. This was a movie made in 1927 by Fritz Lang. And what's interesting, and there's a lot of names for the creature, that's a female robot. But in order to become a female robot, they had to kill a living person, this is what's in the film, to put the essence of humanity in this robot. And if you would scroll up a little bit, Eric, what you're seeing is the robot, you're seeing the scientist, but look what's over the robot head. What do you see there, Doug?
That would be a pentagram.
So what I want everyone to understand, this movie is 96 years old. And my apology to all the German-speaking people out there, but she was called the Maschinenmensch, M-E-N-S-C-H. It comes from Nietzsche's word, Übermensch, Superman. So you're talking literally about a machine human in German. And I'm just reading this, a fictional robot. Now, here's what's interesting. A gynoid. That applies to female robots. Although I think it applies to a lot of the scriptural definition of all the men in the midst of thee are women. So that's my opinion. But in essence, this is a machine, and it is talking about a machine, non-human. But Doug, they had to take the essence, if you watch the movie Metropolis, they had to take the essence of a living woman and transfer it into this entity. Fast forward, we're in the age of transhumanism right now.
Yep.
We're in the age of genetic Armageddon. All you have to do is read Yuval Harari. Wait a minute, that's a guy who says one minute he said, we've killed God. And next we go after his people. And the next thing you know is he's basically talking that God created everything in giraffes, but they're going to do a better job than God. And I think it's hilarious only in this point that people do not put one and one together anymore and understand, and you and I talked about this, how is it that we see the very attempt and successful attempt at killing off 250 million people? Hasn't happened yet in the United States, but it will by 2025. If people would start to begin to understand what's at stake, remember, ladies and gentlemen, United States has no fallout shelters, has no bomb shelters, except for the elite. And I want to share something. When they built those shelters, including NORAD, they expected that there would never be weapons bigger than 5 megatons, 10 megatons, 25 megatons. Until, of course, the Russians explode the Tsar Bomba. The Tsar Bomba. In other words, the king of bombs. 100 megatons. So now I'm watching, Doug, the false narrative, and so are people, that you guys, under transhumanism and chat GPT, and basically that's an artificial intelligence program. I don't believe for one minute it's artificial. I believe it is absolutely the algorithms and also the application a very evil men. By the way, the people that are designing all this, the majority, I can't say everyone, the majority of them are Luciferians. So, Doug, what does that tell you right out of the bat?
That's their infrastructure, the Luciferian template infrastructure, whatever you want to call it. But it's Luciferian, period. I mean, it is of the demonic. And again, I go back to what you've written in the past, what you've spoken about in the past. This is coming to fruition today. So that's my view of it.
Sure. And let's talk about the root of evil versus the fruit of evil. If you've got the root of evil being the hatred of humanity, Lucifer and his minions, you've got the tech giants of the world, who are the most wealthy people in the world, working towards, quote, eternal life and infinite knowledge and wisdom. That sounds very familiar to me in Genesis, especially the book of Genesis and Genesis 3:15. Ladies and gentlemen, here I want to make this as succinct as I can. You're watching when you're seeing the artificial intelligence, when you're seeing the destruction of the human genome, when you're seeing the killing of our children, when you're seeing mothers having miscarriages, when you're seeing all of these things coming together, it means your time is coming too. When I say you, I know it's coming for all of us, unless we stand and resist it in the power of the living God. If God didn't give us the ability to do that, then he wouldn't be God. Because it says in the book of James, we are to resist the devil and he must flee from us. There's a difference in saying, be gone, Satan, in Jesus' name, and going, oh, Lord, will you please get the devil off my back? What happens if God's voice would say, from heaven, you do it. I gave you the power. So the number one power to keep the Christians down is deception. Second power is seduction. You see seduction, and with seduction comes a reduction. You're seeing seducing spirits going through major congregations in such a way and in such a diabolical way that literally, forget the flowers, where has all the Word of God gone? It's gone into small family groups, special groups that don't go to church anymore. I mean, I have the highest respect for pastors that preach the Word of God. I want that clear. I don't like, as my friend Daryl says, the clowns that have made the Christian church into a circus ridiculous, okay? Or a circus theatricus, a theater. And that's what I call the theater of the absurd. So what we're watching right now play out in real time, maybe you can put this in better terms than I can, Doug, but our cooperation with our own extinction, they're going after our grandkids if we have them, they're going after our kids if we have them, but they're going after your future, they're going after everything, they're taking everything away, and we stay silent. As a nation, we are silent and complicit in our own destruction. We could have stopped this. We can't stop it now. Oh, it's negative. Don't you know this? Don't you know that? I went and watched all that. Look, I don't need to watch a lady carrying a staff where the head of her broom fell off, who just flew in to basically give, and some of you know who I'm talking about. Why is it, Doug, that everybody will believe a group of, quote, Christians going out of control with a voodoo drum ceremony that would make Jamaicans who practice voodoo or, you know, New Orleans voodoo masters? What makes people think that that's godly? Where are the people that will challenge it? And so right back to you, Doug. We are watching and cooperating with our own demise. And the United States, you should be calling your senators. And I know that a lot of them are on the payroll of the Chinese.
Yep.
You should be calling your congressmen and women and saying, stop the nonsense. We do not go to war with Russia. Russia can feed its people. The United States can't. Joe Biden just told you that. We're seeing all the great fisheries of the world pretty much dying off. We're seeing the corn crops are failing. Everything's failing. And the problem that most people can't get into their heads is God never fails his people. Go ahead, Doug.
I think you said it well. There's really nothing I can add to that, nor will I try, except to say, we need to, the only way to, for us to win, and win in quotation marks, is for us to give ourselves completely over to God, trust in God, believe in his word, and be obedient, preach the gospel to others, and try to get as many people that we can saved. And I use that word, not really liking that word, but but to understand where they're at. And that's what you do a great job of that.
But again, the day comes, Doug, when you go silent.
Exactly.
The day goes, and excuse me, the day comes, and then we go, when we go silent.
Yep.
Because the reason Christians have to be persecuted is because we're, and I would say this, believing followers of Jesus Christ. I don't even like to use the word Christian anymore. I believe it's meaningless. To those who believe that just because they acknowledge Jesus, oh, I believe he's the Son of God, my statement has always been, does Jesus know you? Well, what do you mean? Do you have a relationship with him? And Doug, right now, as I'm on with you, the Russian barracks, this is important, this is in real time, the Russian barracks near the Black Sea Fleet headquarters are in flames. And and I think it's really important that people understand this, that we're watching right now, that the point is, where is the contact point? Where's the flash point? If the powers that be tell you they're going to send 1,000 tanks, and Russia's very good at their intelligence, and we have, well, we're not giving them our sophisticated Abram A2 with special armor. Yes, they are, and they're going to be manned by NATO and U.S. troops who are already trained in them. What does that tell you about our naivety, lack of understanding, provocation? And I will say this, probably, maybe this is the last time I ever say it. Maybe not. But when you have the president of Russia standing for Western civilization, no LGBTQ XYZ, when you have him standing for Christian values, when you have him standing for the biological family, when you have him standing, these are all issues of truth. Anybody that would do that will be blessed of God. They will. That doesn't mean they go to heaven. I'm not saying anything like that. I'm saying in this life, the children of this world are wiser in their generation than the children of light. That means really simply, the world's smarter than Christians in this life. And I want to make something clear. It is my contention that all the Bravo Sea era concerning the third temple in Jerusalem is a distraction away from Jesus Christ. My contention is the ashes of the red heifer. Oh, Brother Quayle, aren't you? No, I'm not. I know what all that stuff means in the context of Scripture. I know the words of Jesus when he said, I came, you receive me not. Another will come claiming to be me, that's the Antichrist, and him you will receive. We see day after day, professing former Christians, claimants, you know, basically saying anything goes. And we're watching it in the pulpits of some of the biggest churches. And Doug, this is really, I say, the most important issue of all of our lives. If we can't stand for the Lord under the best of circumstances, then how do we do it under the worst of circumstances with never having to do it at all in our life? Or never wanting to do it all our life? Go ahead.
I would say that really puts things in perspective, Steve. And the way you say it, folks, do me a favor. Understand the distinctions made by Steve Quayle. We only have a minute left. So if you have to, go back and replay that last, 10 minutes, because there's some important distinctions there that Steve made. And I think that will help clarify in your mind, as it is in my mind, what Steve's talking about the entirety of the Christian church. I'm going to thank you so much, because you are a blessing to the alternative media. You're a blessing to all of those who listen and watch this, and you're a blessing to this platform, and I thank you.
Thank you, Doug, and the blessing of the Lord be upon you and the next 2 weeks, 14 days, in all that you set your hand to.
Thank you, Steve. God bless you. And folks, make sure you visit stevequayle.com, gen6.com, qfiles.tv. Make sure you get the DVDs as well as sign up for the private briefings. God bless you, Steve. Folks, see you later.